This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are at Rewind 2024. I really want to say I think we're alone now, but my wife's kind of nearby, so I've got Tiffany with us. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, wow, it's fabulous to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's always a great time to be here.
Country music you started out with. Pop kind of, I suppose, rocketed you up the charts. You've done acting. You've been on all sorts of different programs. What do you do when you don't time off?
You know, I do nothing, actually. I go to the gym. I'm in my garden. I live in Nashville, Tennessee. So I run around with my hair in a ponytail, looking a fright, probably. I just take it down a notch. You know, I'm very family-oriented. Spend time with my friends and family. And in my garden, I've got my cat, Kit Kat, and my dog, Daisy. And that's about it. I really don't do much at home, which is terrible. My friends are always like, you want to go out? You want to go? And I'm like, nope. You're more than welcome to come to the house. But I don't want to go anywhere. I'm kind of a homebody when I'm at home.
Yeah. Stay and watch TV.
Stay and watch TV. You know, I try to have a schedule because on the road, it's hard to get one. You just kind of fly by the seat of your pants and you're always traveling and checking in and out of hotels. And so you don't really have a lot of your own time. I like adventure. So, you know, yesterday we were sightseeing in Edinburgh. So, you know, it was like you want to partake in all of these things. So it kind of takes away from some of your downtime. So when I'm home, I just kind of rest a little bit. I like my hot baths, my bubble baths, and chilling, as we call it.
Chilling. Well, you won't be chilling soon because you're going to be on stage.
Yes.
You're going to be singing your heart out, and I'm sure the crowd are going to absolutely love you, right? But you've been around for a little while now. What keeps you going?
You know, my love of music, and I'm grateful to be here. I'm grateful that I was just a little girl at 9 years old saying I want to be a singer, and it happened. I mean, you know, dreams do come true, and they did for me. So I'm forever grateful. I love singing. I think we're alone now. I love the interaction with the crowd, and I love being part of the 80s, you know, era. And I love where we all get together and we just kind of reminisce about the retro part of that, the pop part of that, great music, great culture, and great friends.
No arguments here. What's so good about the 80s, though? Why do you think, I mean, Rewind's been going for quite a long time now, and it packs out all the time.
I don't really know. I mean, I can't really put my finger on it, to be honest with you. There is something about 80s music that makes people happy. It's comforting. Even the younger generation now, I have a lot of friends that their kids are discovering 80s music, and they find it fun, you know, sometimes goofy, but it makes them happy. And, you know, they're trying 80s styles out now in their clothing, even in the way they're wearing makeup. And, you know, it's not like they're making fun of it. They think it's kind of cool, you know, and I love that. They're like, wow, there was a lot of flash in the 80s. As opposed to a lot of times now, everything's downplayed, you know? And I love that about them. I love that the younger generation's kind of finding where they want to land and incorporate some of the 80s, you know, memorabilia and retro vibes into their lifestyle.
Who do you listen to?
I listen to a lot of people. From anybody to, you know, rock and roll. I love Greta Van Fleet, UB40, to Bad Manners, to still country music, of course. I listen to my old school country music. I'm a Swiftie as well. So, you know, there's that. But, I mean, I listen to a little bit of everything. I think it's really important, actually, and to just kind of be in the know as much as possible.
Tiffany, have a great day. Thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.